The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 3rd. Today's word is silly season, styled as two words. Silly season is a noun that means a period such as late summer when the mass media often focus on trivial or frivolous matters for lack of major news stories. It can also mean more broadly a period marked by frivolous, outlandish, or illogical activity or behavior. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Daily Telegraph by Michael Deacon. I'm talking about the silly season. Remember the silly season? Every August, politicians would leave us all in peace, and we'd have a blissful month of lighthearted, meaningless non-news. Silly season was coined in the 19th century to describe the time when journalists face a bit of a conundrum. Washington is on summer break and European governments are on vacation, but the columns of space newspapers typically devote to politics must still be filled. Hence, stories about beating the heat and how celebrities are managing to do so. The idea is comical, really, since there's always something going on somewhere. P.G. Wodehouse understood the absurdity inherent in the term when he wrote in his 1909 comic novel The Swoop, or How Clarence Saved English. It was inevitable, in the height of the silly season, that such a topic as the simultaneous invasion of Great Britain by 9 foreign powers should be seized upon by the press. Inevitable indeed. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.